This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal judge has declined to issue an order to stop construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. That does not mean the pipeline is free of legal obstacles. The order is part of a lawsuit against President Trump by the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and the Fort Belknap Indian community. Victoria Wicks reports.
Judge Brian Morris has ruled that the 2019 presidential permit allows construction of only the 1.2 miles of pipeline that crossed the international border. That segment was completed earlier this year. Tribes and environmentalists have held that the permit authorizes the entire 875 miles of pipe. In their lawsuit, the tribes claim violation of treaty rights, sovereignty, and mineral and water rights. Judge Morris finds that within the short border crossing, those rights aren't violated. The judge notes in his order that the 2019 presidential permit does not exempt the pipeline from laws governing public land use or requiring environmental analysis. He notes that those federal laws apply to the entire pipeline, including the segment at the border. Morris notes that TC Energy successfully applied to the Bureau of Land Management for a right-of-way to cross the border, and the tribes challenged that decision. He says the BLM right-of-way is tied up in other litigation that is just now getting started, and the tribes could intervene in one of those suits or file a separate action to be heard simultaneously. The question still remains whether the president had the authority to issue a permit for the pipeline or if he encroached on the power of Congress to regulate foreign commerce. I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Federal Communications Commission says it's taken unprecedented steps towards closing the digital divide on tribal lands. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr has more.
The FCC estimates that nearly half of households on rural tribal lands don't have access to broadband service, compared to just 8% nationally. That's why the agency has granted exclusive licenses to a frequency band to more than 150 tribes and tribal entities. Tribes had a 7-month window to take advantage of the offer, which closed last month. The FCC just announced that they're now reviewing 400 applications, with 154 approved so far. Danae Wilson heads up Nez Perce Systems, which received a license. It's one of only a handful of tribally owned internet providers in the country. But Wilson says these licenses could lead to the creation of dozens more like it.
I anticipate by the end of next year, the end of the next 2 years, that there will be hundreds of wireless internet service providers on reservation. And it's really an exciting day for Indian country.
Tribes who choose not to create their own internet providers will be able to lease their frequency bands to telecom companies and receive both broadband service and revenue in return. I'm Savannah Marr.
The Navajo Nation Council hosted White House policy advisors and federal officials Tuesday in Window Rock, Arizona. They addressed a number of priorities touching on how COVID-19 has presented challenges, but say work has not stopped on the federal level. Catherine Sullivan is with the Department of Justice Office of Intergovernmental Affairs.
You can see it on a map and you can read about it, but there is nothing like visiting Indian country and then bringing that passion and back with you to Washington, D.C. as you work on issues. I think it's so important, this government-to-government relationship that we have and the trust responsibility that we have to you.
Navajo Nation Council members and the Washington delegation discussed public safety, health care, broadband infrastructure, missing and murdered Indigenous people, and other needs during the day-long event. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP, fighting to protect 50-plus voters, making sure they're heard on issues like Social Security and Medicare, prescription drug prices, and ensuring that 50-plus Americans can vote safely from home or in person. More information at AARP.org. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.